It appears to be a classic risk-on day of trading, with global markets in positive territory. The All Share Index has also followed suit, closing up 1.3% at 55,060 index points, with South African Inc. shares like financials and retailers having a good day. Due to an increased risk appetite on the day, the gold price lost its zeal. It's now trading around $1,493 an ounce, and gold counters also fell on the day, down around 2.8%. The local currency is firmer against the US dollar. It's around 15.07 there and 16.60 against the euro, but it lost a bit of steam against the British pound. It's trading there around 18.56. Well, to break down what's been happening on the markets, global and local, I'm joined on the line by Petri Redlinghuis. He's from Herenia Capital. Thanks very much, Petri, for joining us. We did speak to you a little bit earlier, but just give us your sense of what the broad themes are for the day and why markets are up today.
Well, I think that we continue to see markets, trading headline to headline, I suppose, which is frustrating. And our market has been it's just created a lot of volatility, particularly over the last couple of days, as we see markets reacting, to headlines around the trade war and if it's going to end and what's going to happen. And we saw, to give you some idea, over the last sort of day and a half, there had been quite a few stories around the Chinese trade delegation, for example, that decided to leave after only one day of negotiations, and that brought markets down. And then somehow Trump convinced him to stay, and that rallied markets all the way back up. In the meantime, gold is moving in a $20 range as this fear sort of creeps into the market and out of the market again, and goes back and comes down. It's been really sort of volatile and truly frustrating. But what is interesting to see is that now today markets are up in the U.S. 1.6%. On the back of now, renewed hope that there's going to be a deal, right? However, it feels as though the reaction that the market gives every time we hear news like this is becoming less and less powerful. So the first time we heard, there's going to be a trade deal, markets are up 2.5-3%. Now we get 1.6%. If that, so markets are slightly up, a little stronger than what we were when last we spoke, at about just after 5, but that reaction is not necessarily as strong as what it was a year ago when we heard, well, there's potentially a trade deal on the table. So I think we're getting a bit fatigued of the story. It's been dragging on for a very long time, and we need to see sort of what the end game is here now.
Yeah, we're not going to see that end game for a long time, it would seem, because Mr. Trump is saying he's not sure whether he's ready to make a deal, but he will make a good deal if the Chinese kind of behave. So he's almost wanting to dictate terms, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, we're not kindergartners, Mr. Trump, it's just the language that he uses also, if the Chinese behave and stuff like that. I mean, it's ridiculous, but yeah. In any case, I think what would be wise for him to do would be to agree to break the trade deal into two parts. Say, look, let's agree on everything that's been tariffed to the moon and back, and we make this deal on this half of the trade deal, all these things now, and then we deal with the intellectual property stuff and the copyright laws and all those issues next year.
Yeah, which are
I
more
think
complicated.
If that happens, we see a relatively strong rally, but until then, I don't know. I'm not him, so I don't know how he's going to play it out.
Petri, what's your view on our local market? Today we're up, everything's up, SA Inc. stocks are doing very nicely, but we're very much, at the vagary of what happens in international markets, geopolitics and all of that. But fundamentally, when you look at our market, is it a place that you can invest in or not?
I was actually having a conversation with somebody about this today, and perhaps this is not the positive news that you want to hear, but one of the things we have is, yes, there is probably deep value to be found in South Africa. We have been tremendously out of favor for a long time. We have some really good companies that are trading at really low multiples, and those are all positives, right? But on the other end of the spectrum, we are seeing more and more companies, one by one, come out and say, oh, we're going to restate earnings because of irregularities, or there was some project that people were stealing money or embezzling money or hiding stuff from the balance sheet, Tongaat, Sasol most recently, EOH, Steinhoff. You know, the list is long of these companies. And that sort of culture of corruption that started in government has kind of filtered its way through the entire corporate sector of South Africa. So the question is, are there any honest listed companies left here? I don't know. I think maybe we've become complacent and we believe the stories, you know, management's good and strong and this and that. And then one by one, we see, oh, oopsie, yeah, we fudged the books at Tongaat for years and years and years. So this company that is so undervalued is actually worth nothing, you know? So stuff like that is really, really scary. So I do think there is value to be found, but I think that we as investors have to be incredibly disciplined on how we interrogate the businesses that we decide to buy shares into. But, you know, I think from a more sort of light-hearted angle, I think that if we see some positivity coming into global markets, we as South African stocks in particular, SA Inc., have been out for a very long time. Again, I'll say the same two things. We need CRS, we need CRS from the Zondo Commission, and we need to sort out Eskom. We can do those two things. Doesn't matter what happens in the world out there, our market will rally. If we can do those two things and we see some sort of resolution to the trade deal and we see probably further quantitative easing in the U.S. because the Fed's expanding its balance sheet, they're cutting interest rates pretty much to zero. If all those things happen, you know, South Africa is very, very undervalued and we'll probably see massive inflows into South Africa. Provided we don't get downgraded, and that, I think, comes down to Eskom. If we can keep Moody's at bay and come to some sort of resolution with Eskom and SAA and Paris Staples in general, I think we've got a very compelling story for people to invest here. For example, our government bonds at the moment are trading at something, I'm not 100% sure what the rate is, 8.2, 8.3%, versus Brazil, which is trading somewhere around 7%. So you're telling me that our government bonds are yielding higher, aka are trading at a discount compared to a country that is already considered junk.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense. So it seems as though the market is overpricing or over anticipating this negativity of a rate cut. And potentially if we don't get a rate cut by Moody's later this year, there could be a compelling story to be long South African stocks and to, you know, own South African bonds.
Let's hope so. Before I let you go, Petri, anything interesting on the company front? I know it's not really reporting season. We are speaking to a couple of companies that reported. Did you look at anything today?
Not so much today, but I did see, you know, the Clicks results were relatively good. I know that this is probably old news in a couple of days ago, but, you know, I sort of really have to say that in an environment where most of the retailers are, and even they say it, you know, it's very difficult market conditions, very, very constrained consumer, Clicks results were really fantastic. I think that that company really does need a special mention. I think they've done a really, really good job, and we can see how the share price reacted shortly after that. Other than that, nothing else that really stands out to me at this stage, except for some of the shorter-term trading stuff. SAPI looks like it's under a ton of pressure, and the strengthening rand is definitely not helping. Also, surprisingly, you know, looking at these Mondis and the SAPIs of the world, I thought that, you know, a year and a half ago, we looked at these companies, wow, they really are well positioned to take advantage of online shopping explosion that's happening on a global scale. And, you know, economic growth is just not quite there. And the packaging sort of distribution is just, you know, people are not, you know, the economy is just not growing. And they're just not, unfortunately, doing as well as anticipated. So those companies are under a bit of pressure. And I think that there might be good opportunities for shorts and stuff in that sector if there is continued growing strength. But it's so volatile at this stage, it's hard to make a call, you know. For example, you know, if you look at, some of the trades that we've been having on, you know, one day Sasol looks like it's absolutely dead. And in the space of today, it's up 4.5%. You know, not really sure why. The world price didn't move that much. The rand's stronger. It's just, you know, I think that we are in generally in a period in South African markets where it is lower liquidity than it's been in a very, very, very long time.
Sounds
and that is creating a lot of volatility and making breaking a lot of hearts.
Yes, making your job very difficult indeed. Thanks very much, Petri, for your time and your insights. That was Petri Redlinghuis. He's from Herenia Capital Advisors, and he was giving us his take on the markets.